And now, the Goldbergs. Molly Goldberg and her family find themselves in the strange position of taking care of a little boy who speaks only French. The child David was left there by a woman to whom Molly gave shelter. And with the child was a note saying that as soon as the woman could find work, she'd come back for the child. Well, fortunately for Molly, she doesn't have to depend on Sammy and Rosie's high school French to speak to the boy. Old Dr. Cater speaks French fluently, and he's just come over for another conversation with David.
So, Doctor, what do you think we should do?
Molly, there's only one...
Hey, please, let me talk, please.
Molly, I want Dr. Cater's opinion. After all, a child is left in a house. The mother leaves no trace of her whereabouts.
She'll come back.
That's only your opinion. What do you think, Doctor?
Well, I think that...
How can you tell, Doctor? A woman leaves a child and only sends a note with no address.
But, Jay, darling, we know she went to New York to look for work.
New York? Where in New York? New York is a world, Molly. In New York, a person is like a drop in the ocean.
But we don't have to worry now, Jay, dear. We'll wait. But what do you think, Doctor?
Well,
if at least a child could speak English... We can't even make ourselves intelligible to a child.
But, Jay, darling, he'll learn.
Of course.
Doctor, did you ask him in French, Doctor, where he lived before he came here and why he came and how he came and so
yes,
forth?
Yes, but,
Jay, please, Dr. Cater, this is...
I'm sorry, Doctor. You, I hope, can realize our position. They'll all get attached to the child. There is no question. There'll be complications. And why should I have complications? That's all I say.
I'd be perfectly willing to take the child.
No, Doctor. He was left here and...
May I come in?
That's all I need.
Oh, please, come in, Seymour. Come in. How do? You know Dr. Cater, Seymour, now?
Well, I was never formally introduced. I know your son, Christopher Cater.
Well, let me introduce you, Seymour. Dr. Cater, this is Seymour Fingerhood, Dr. Cater.
What is your advice, Dr. Cater, please?
Take a rest, Mr. Goldberg. It's your name.
We're not talking about Mr. Goldberg physiologically. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you want to see me about something, Seymour?
No. I just came over to see if I could be of any assistance. My sister Brady told me what happened about the little boy and the mother and that he only speaks French. Of course, I'm not a French professor, but I took French. I studied. And I thought I could interpret for you.
Rosalind? Oh, here's David. Come in, David. Come in, dear. Come in, David.
Come on, Sally Boo. Je parle French, mon petit.
Ask him if he wishes something. Voulez-vous something?
Savez-vous que tu veux quelque chose? As-tu envie de faire quelque chose, hein?
J'aimerais donner à manger aux poules, monsieur.
Chicken.
Comme je faisais toujours chez grand-papa.
Grand-papa.
Il a vu une ferme en France. Il y avait des poules là-bas comme ici. J'aimerais bien faire ça.
He's like to feed the chickens.
That's right.
That's what he used to do in France when he was a very little boy. When they went to his grandfather's farm in the country.
Oh, my. He would like to see... Oh, man, he wants to see the chickens.
Yeah, David, je peux montrer how to feed the chickens.
Robert,
how do you say feed the chickens, Dr. Cater?
Donner à manger au poule.
Yes. Oh. Donner à manger au poule.
Rosalie, so go donner à manger au poule.
Yeah, David, je peux montrer donner à manger au poule.
Oh, take a look at Rosalie. Yeah. The romance in full.
May I accompany you, Miss Goldberg?
If you will.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Sure, listen up.
I think I'll be going now, and if there's anything...
Just 1 minute, Doctor. If I could detain you for just one extra minute, please.
Of course, of course.
Doctor, is it possible...
Get to the point, Molly.
Jay, dear. I'm only thinking that... But maybe it's not such a good idea, but if we could...
Say it already.
Jay, that his mother went to look for work, that we know.
Yes.
And, I mean, where would she look if she looked...
What do you mean, where?
Jay, darling, I mean where.
So?
In the newspapers, no?
So?
So, Doctor, it can be expensive if I would put an advertisement in the newspaper, woman wanted, write or call.
Oh, Molly, please. That's like a pin in a haystack. In New York, there are 2 million women at least who will write or call.
No, I don't think so.
You see, Jay, Dr. Cater, don't think so. You don't think so. And I could also call up all the employment agencies and tell them all, so after all, we know her name.
And if she goes under a false name?
But why should she?
That's the point, Molly. What do we know about this woman that we know she wouldn't?
I think it's worth a try.
But
you see, Jake, darling, why the but? Why the but? Dr. Cater don't think so. But Dr. Cater, how would we do it? How would you avoid it?
I think it's a waste of time.
Dr. Cater does not think it's a waste of time.
Well, I think I ought to call my son. He's in New York.
Dr. Cater, Christopher Cater's already in New York?
Yes.
Then should I get him on the phone, Doctor?
Why don't you think about it first, Molly?
Yes, darling, what is there to think? We could ask his opinion, Molly.
Molly.
His opinion, really, Jake, dear. Just his opinion. The number, Doctor, is...
He may not be in...
But is the number we'll try.
Molly, but not...
Say, please.
Butterfield 2820.
Butterfield 2820. Hello? Are you... Butterfield 2... What is that?
2820.
Butterfield 2820.
It could wait. I could call from my house.
Excuse me, Dr. Cater thinks you don't wish him to call from my own house. He wants to call already from his... Excuse us, Doctor, please, because we're so excited, that's merely only. Hello? Hello? Is this Dr. Cater Jr.'s office? Well, is the doctor at home? Yes. Just 1 minute. He is. He is. His father is calling.
Hi, Molly.
Here, doctor.
Thank you. Hello, Chris. Dad. Yes. Yes, nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong.
I'm at the Goldbergs. Mrs. Goldberg told you about the woman and child sleeping in her barn?
Yesterday, I think.
Yes. Yes. Well, when they got up, the Goldbergs found the woman gone.
She was missing.
And the child still here.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, there was a note. Yes. It said the woman was going to New York to look for work.
What's that?
The child speaks French.
Sure.
French.
French, yes.
Yes. Yes, I said French.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but he's an American. David Leland.
Citizen.
Yes. Yes, the poor mother must be running madly about trying to find a job and get her child back. A beautiful boy.
Handsome.
You want to adopt him? Oh, now, that's what I what I wanted to ask you at all. Mrs. Goldberg thinks we ought to put an ad in the paper.
Yes.
Advertising a job that would pick this woman out.
Yes.
Yes, I know it's a long shot.
Of course it's a long shot.
But we could try, and giving your office is the place to call a right.
If it's not in a spot.
What ad? Well,
say your governess something.
I thought wanted a governess, speaking English and French, to teach 6-year-old boy French and take care of him.
Perfect.
Prefer a woman with child of her own, of same age, to be companion to boy.
Wonderful.
Must be American citizen. Yes, she is, if the child is. Well, she's probably the only woman in the world to meet these specifications. Yes, her name? What's
name?
Her name?
Oh, Jay,
hold on a minute,
note,
Chris.
Name,
Mrs. Goldberg's looking for the note.
Excuse me, tell him to wait
yes.
A minute.
Just hold on. She'll find it in a minute, I think.
Say, darling, you didn't call what I did with the note.
Don't cut off, Chris. Don't cut off. Now, hold on.
Yes.
Oh, she
got
has
it.
It, Chris. Now, just a minute. Hold
it.
On. Let's see now.
I got it. O-R-I-A-N. What is that, Doctor?
Orion Leland.
Orion Leland, yes.
Orion Leland, Chris.
Orion.
Yes, of course it's a beautiful name. Chris wants to know, is she as beautiful as her name?
I don't know. I only got a slightly look.
Well, find her, Chris, and you'll know.
That's right.
This is a very long chance, but it may work and bring David's mother back. And yet, if Molly knew what her coming back might mean for the Goldbergs, she might be less anxious to try it.